bit by bit, my life began to get a little less complicated. Of course, I wanted it to happen fast, like tomorrow, but it had taken me years to get my life in the messy state it was in, so I needed to realize that it would take me some weeks, months, and even years for me to create a life that was in alignment with my goals. Some things did change quickly. I took on the easy tasks first, clearing out drawers and closets. It felt good to live with more organization. That spurred me to do more. The deeper untangling took longer. I kept at it consistently, and change did happen. But there are still corners of my life I'm working on tidying. In this book, I've collected the wisdom I learned and the methods I used. I don't mean to tell you that I have all the answers and there's nothing more for me to learn. Of course not. What I can tell you, though, is that the simpler I make things, the more meaningful those things become. Simplicity can be applied to every area of your life. It's very popular right now to think of simplifying your life by organizing your house and office. That's a great way to begin. Surrounding yourself with space and organization will definitely have a positive effect on your life. You can then take this idea into other areas as well. Remember, though, that simplicity isn't only about what's around you. It also refers to what's inside you. Simplicity in your body, simplicity in your mind, and simplicity in your actions will create positive change in your life. You can achieve this change by making simplicity a priority, one of the values that you work at every day. I've learned that, contrary to what our consumer culture would have you believe, less is more. Simplicity is decluttering every part of your life, not just your house. In that decluttering, you create space, and in that space, you will find freedom. The Simplicity Manifesto. I value simplicity in my life. I choose order and organization over clutter and mess. I say what I mean